Well, hello, William. Okay, here it is, Chapter 4 of Uncle Key's Cafe, and this is Mr. Glubb's Law. Okay, well, when I left you, Gustav Pannier was up in a tree, up in a tall cedar tree, and he had three very angry teenage trolls throwing things at him. Well, two of them were just throwing branches and pine cones and stones and stuff, but one of them, Grassy, who was the biggest and kind of the meanest, had taken a knife, which was forbidden, forbidden, forbidden to have outside the mountain, and he was making spears, which were doubly forbidden, forbidden, forbidden. But he was doing that and heaving spears at Gustav Panier, and one of them had hit a splinter and struck him over the head. But Squeaky Toy had climbed up and taken care of it, because he takes care of injuries like that. So Squeaky Toy and Strong Bones were standing by Strong Bones' motorbike, or actually Tuggy Tuddy's motorbike. And Strong Bones said, there's three of them. Oh my goodness. And they're the three biggest mischief makers in all of Troll Mountain. I could take care of one. That's not a problem. If there were two, I might be able to handle it if one of them wasn't one of these guys. But three, I don't think so. I don't think I can do this. So Squeaky Toy said, well, I have an idea. Strong Bones said, well, what's that? Squeaky Toy said, have you ever heard about the Sasquatch? Strong Bones just smiled. He said, because I had read that the Sasquatch were very spooky to the old people who used to live here, the Puyallup and the Chehalis tribes. And at night, they'd sound like ghosts. Woo! And they'd scare people. And the old ones would run home and hide in their little houses or tents or wigwams or whatever they had. And they'd be afraid because the Sasquatch were out. Strong Bones just started chuckling. And he said, yes, I know all about Sasquatch. But what's your idea? Squeaky Toy said, well, what if I can scare a couple of them and chase them away because they're afraid of Sasquatch? Then if that leaves just the one big guy, then you can handle him. Strong Bones said, well, that's an interesting thing. I wonder if you can do it. Now, after all, these are trolls and they don't scare too easily. It's not like the old ones. These are trolls and they're kind of like their fear button, you have to push it hard. Squeaky Toy said, oh, don't worry. So Strong Bones said, okay, it's a deal. You go give it a try. So Squeaky Toy streaked off again into the bushes. He disappeared from sight. The trolls didn't notice him because they were too busy throwing stuff. Bernie was throwing pine cones and rocks, and Rocky was trying to throw branches up in the tree, and sometimes they'd come down and hit him on the head, bonk, because he wasn't very good aim. And Grassy was sitting under the tree with his knife, and he was whittling another spear. Oh, that Grassy, he's in trouble. So Squeaky Toy ran around the back of a big cedar tree. And he looked around at the ground, and oh my goodness, where the trolls were was littered with branches, with twigs, with pine cones, you name it. So Squeaky Toy pushed the button under his extensor arm. You remember his extensor arm? And he reached around the tree and he picked up one of the broken branches. And then he took it up and he took it in front of Bernie and he pushed it down in front of Bernie, who was looking up at the tree, and started going, woo. Well, Bernie saw this branch in front of him. He said, what's that? That's a branch. Get that out of the way. And he reached and he grabbed it and he pulled it. And Squeaky Toy let go and he pulled back his arm. And Bernie looked around and said, what was that? What was that? What was that? But he didn't see anything. So he said, oh, it just must have been my imagination. So he went back to throwing pine cones up at Gustav Panier up in the tree. And meanwhile, Squeaky Toy reached around again and picked up a branch. And very quietly, he poked Rocky right at the base of his tail, what you might call his bottom, but at the base of his tail, and went, woo. Rocky felt that and stopped, looked around, looked at Bernie, said, Bernie, did you poke me with that stick? And Bernie said, what do you mean, me poke you with that stick? I didn't do that. I've been throwing pine cones. Look at this. Watch this. And he heaved a pine cone in the air at GP, and it went way up in the air, up, 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 up. Then it came down, 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 bonk, and hit him on the Digicam helmet he was wearing. Lucky for him, he was wearing that helmet. Ah, oh, Rocky laughed and laughed and said, you couldn't throw a pine cone to beat the bushes with. And Bernie was going to take umbrage and said, well, I don't think so. Went just in front of them. Just in front of them. Another branch rose quietly out of the ground. The two of them looked at the branch and said, "What's that? What's that? Grassy, what are you doing?" Now, Grassy was very busy making his spear, and he looked up and said, Huh? What? What do you mean? What? Then he went back to making his spear. He wasn't paying attention. He was going to get that human, and good, was he going to get him good? Well, meanwhile, Rocky looked at Bernie, and he said, "Did you hear anything?" And Bernie said, No. Well, he was not really honest. He had, but he didn't want to, you know. He said, "No, I didn't hear anything." And then again, they heard, "Ooh." And then in front of them, the cedar tree, the branch started to shake and shake and shake and shake and shake of the tree. "Ooh." And Bernie looked at Rocky, and he said, "Rocky, you know what I think? You know what I think?" And Rocky said, "Oh, Bernie, you think?" Bernie said, "I don't think I know. I think that's a Sasquatch. I think it is. I think it's a Sasquatch, and he's coming for us." And Rocky said, "What do you mean a Sasquatch? They don't come out in the daytime. They come out in the nighttime. Come on." And he turned around, and he started to throw another stick up at GP, and then he got poked right above the tail again. "Oh, what's that? Bernie, did you poke me?" Bernie said, And then Rocky looked up, and here again was a branch shaking in the tree in front of him. "Ooh," and he heard it. "Ooh." And Bernie said, I don't want to deal with a Sasquatch. It's the troll romp right now. Maybe we should get back there because our parents are going to be looking for us." And Rocky said, well, you know, maybe... Maybe you're right. We better go." And they both looked at Grassy, and he wasn't paying them any attention. He was whittling away at his spear. And they said, "Well, Grassy will take care of it." And they took off, running as fast as they could. And behind them, they didn't see. But there was a little white figure, little Japanese boy dressed in white, who was keeping up with them. And every time they'd slow down, he'd go, "Ooh." And it went like that all the way up the glacier. Well, that's Squeaky Toy. That Squeaky Toy. He did his job. He chased two trolls away. Strongbow said, "Oh, well then, I guess I have to take over now." So he saw Grassy, and Grassy had finished his spear, and he jumped up, and with a snarl of his spiky head, he said, "I'll get you, you human!" And he took the spear, and he threw it with all his might. Vroom! Well, I missed GP, but that spear was so sharp, it stuck in the side of the tree. It stuck there. "Woohoo! Woohoo!" said Grassy. And he went down to pound another branch, and he looked up, and who was standing in front of him but Strong Bones? Now, I have to tell you, this is the truth. All the trolls knew Strong Bones. Now, there's another story, Strong Bones and Troll Mountain, in which Strong Bones saved the trolls from being flooded out. But that's another story. That's another story. And he personally met with Mr. Glub, which is another story. If I ever get to tell it, I will. Cute Bones and Troll Mountain. But here's Strong Bones standing in front of Grassy. Now, Grassy was big for a troll. He was big. He was heavy. He was very ugly, which in troll country, ugly is cool, but not for humans. And he had his hair spiky all over the place, all green, spiky, 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 because he was, after all, Grassy. And he stood up in Strong Bones, and Strong Bones looked at him. He said, "Where are you going?" In troll. Well, you know what that means in troll. It means, "Get over here. I want to see what you're doing." Grassy looked at him and said, "What are you doing here?" Strong Bones said, "I want you to leave that guy up there alone, and I want you to get out of here." Grassy said, "What do you mean? This is the back of Troll Mountain. This is my country. This is my territory. I get to be here. I'm going to be here. You have nothing to say." Well, trolls can argue. Strong Bones looked at him, and he said, "Oh, I think I have a lot I can say. I think there's a whole lot I can say, and I think there's a whole lot you need to listen to." And he puffed up his chest, and he stood up tall. And Strong Bones was about 6'3", 6'4", something like that. He was big. He was a big boy. And even though Grassy was big for a toll, he was not quite 6 feet. He was under. And he was big. He was brown. But, he looked up and looked at him, Strong Bones, and said, "What do you mean?" Strong Bones said, "Well, look at you. You're down here. You're down here throwing stuff at this poor kid up in the tree. And your parents are at the troll romp looking for you. Grassy said, well, I was going to get there when it started. I was just down here having fun. Strongbone said, oh, you think having fun is throwing stuff at a human, huh? Well, GP is sitting up in the tree, and he's listening to these two people, and he sees Strongbones. He looks like a human. He's never met him. And then he looks at the troll, and the troll has stopped being, he's kind of defensive. But they're both speaking troll. Gustav Pontius said, troll? There's a human who speaks troll? I got to interview this guy. I guess GP never ends being an ethnographic journalist. But he was listening to him, and he was going back and forth. Strongbones said, I know you. You're Grassy. I know you. I knew you when you were a kid, and you were a mean, ugly little kid, too. Grassy stood up and said, what do you mean? What do you mean? I'm the darling of my mama. And I said, yes, I know your mama, and I know your papa, and I know they're looking for you right now. And I know when you get back, if you're not there within a pretty quick amount of time, you are going to be in big trouble. Grassy said, what do you mean? They love me. They know I'm late, but I'm late all the time. I was just having some fun. Strongbone said, no. I know Mr. Glubb's law. Mr. Glubb's law is, if you miss the troll romp, you spend a year in the kitchens, washing the dishes, cleaning the floors, cleaning the toilets, and then at the end of the year, you're released for the next troll romp, and you better be there. Grassy looked at him and said, What do you mean? Strongbone said, I know this, and I also know that if you get back there pretty quick, you might be able to blend in and they won't even see you. But if your mama and your papa find you not there, you are in big trouble because I know your father, and he will give you a punishment you'll never forget. Well, Grassy didn't like that. Grassy said, Well, what do you mean? And Strongbones looked at him and said, point two for you. What's that you're carrying? And Grassy looked down, looked at his knife. And he said, just a knife. Strongbones said, I see it's a knife. And I know that Glubb's law says you cannot have a knife outside of Troll Mountain unless you're part of a certified raiding party. Are you? Grassy said, well, we just came down for some fun. Oh, Strongbone said, and I see that you tore up that jeep back there pretty good. You pretty much destroyed it. Grassy said, oh, we didn't do that. We didn't. That was here when we got here. Well, you'll probably figure out pretty soon the trolls aren't really the best at telling the truth. They'll tell whatever they can to get out from under because they're trolls, and they're not brought up properly the way humans are or should be. So he said, oh, I'll just lie. They'll never know. Strongbone said, I don't think so. I think you and your friends, Bernie and Rocky, trashed that jeep and then chased this poor kid up the tree. Grassy said, I don't think so. Well, Strongbone said, well, I don't care what you think because I know we have pictures. And I know we have pictures of you tearing it up. And I know for a fact that if you are caught with a knife outside of Mr. Glubb's mountain, and you have destroyed human stuff, then Mr. Glubb has decreed that he will repay that human with anything that human wants from his warehouses, and you, my lad, will have to work to make it up. That Grassy said, no, I don't think so. Strongbone said, oh, I do. Hand me that knife. Well, at this point, Grassy was going to defend. This was a knife his grandfather had given him, and it was a knife his grandfather had taken in a raid down in the Skedaddle, outside of Skedaddle. It was after the big wars, and they trolls were raiding far and wide, but he had brought it back, and it was a beautiful, long knife. It was stainless steel, sharp as could be, and it had, like, deer antler handle or elk handle. It was beautiful. Strongbone said, hand that to me. And Grassy looked at him, and he drew himself up to his height, and he said, yeah, you got to take it from me. And Strongbone said, oh, I have to take it from you? Okay. And he took a step towards Grassy, and then another step, and another step. Well, another thing about trolls you'll want to learn. Trolls tend to be bullies. They tend to be rough and tough and rumble if they have a whole bunch of other trolls at their back. But when they're alone, and when they're cornered, and when they realize, uh-oh, this guy's bigger than me, they stop being so tough. And that's what happened to Grassy. He said, well, okay, here, take my knife. And he handed Strong Bones a knife. And Strong Bones then looked at him and said, "And Grassy, I have to say that you are making spears. And that is against Mr. Glubb's law, too. You don't make weapons outside of Troll Mountain." Well, Mr. Glubb had made this law, and it was a good law, because when they let weapons and knives and spears and things go out of control, trolls had very short tempers, and sometimes they had short tempers with humans, and sometimes they had short tempers with themselves, and then they would fight. And when they would fight with everything they had, which included spears and knives and all the rest. And a lot of trolls got hurt. So Mr. Glubb said, "No, no, no. You have to have permission to go out with a weapon, and we're going to send you out with a group, and we're going to be watching you. Nobody's going to get hurt." And that had cut down a lot of troll injuries, which was very, very good, because trolls aren't very good doctors. And, there was a lot of complications. So he looked at, so Strongbones looked at Grassy, and he said, "Grassy, I saw you making spears. I saw you chucking a spear. As a matter of fact, there's a spear sticking out of that tree." And as if to emphasize it, Grassy looked up, and Strongbones looked up, and there was GP up in the tree looking wide-eyed at them with his spear sticking right about on his head in the tree. GP said, yep, you threw that." Well, Grassy didn't know what he said, but he certainly got the message. He looked back at Strongbones. Strongbones said, "Well, here's the thing. I'm going to have to tell Mr. Glubb about this, because this young man has lost everything he had because you were having fun. But I'll tell you what, if you quick get up that mountain and you mingle into Troll Romp, I won't tell your dada or your mama that you were down here instead of up there. And that will save you a year worth of washing dishes, and that'll give you the time to make up the amount of money." Well, trolls don't have money, but it was the troll word is like value or bounty or something like that, to make up to cover what this fine young gentleman is going to take from Mr. Glubb's storehouse. Well, Grassy was starting to quake because he knew that Strongbones was right, and he knew that Strongbones knew Mr. Glubb, and he sort of knew that Strongbones knew his dada, and he said, "Well, what do you mean? To heck with you. I'm going to go back have fun at the troll romp." And he turned around and he was gone. Gone like that. Oh, he was gone. Disappeared. So Strongbones looked up in the tree and said, "Hey, you up there. Safe to come down. Come on down." So GP started climbing down the tree. His legs were shaking. His arms were shaking. He was like, right. But he had had the smarts to take his audio recorder, which he was left to him, and turn it on. And so he recorded the entire argument. And when he got down in the bottom of the tree, Strongbones introduced himself. "Hi, I'm Strongbones." And GP said, "I'm Gustav Pontier." And they shook hands. Strongbones said, "Are you okay? Are you all right?" GP said, "Except for this cut." And this little guy showed up and put a bandage on it. And Strongbones said, "Yep, I see this. I got Suri Nyengyo. I got Suri-san. He's pretty an amazing little character. I don't know what to make of him." Then GP said, "Well, you know, I dropped my camera here." And he looked around the tree, and there he found his camera. Well, his Pico Pixelator digital extensive camera was kind of shattered, but he picked it up anyway, and he found that the compact flash, the little hard flash drive inside the camera, was still intact. He said, well, maybe this will have some pictures. So he picked it up, and he put it in his pocket. And he said, "Well, let's go take a look at the Jeep." And he and Strongbones walked back up the hill towards the Jeep. Oh, the Jeep was ruined. Oh, the Jeep wasn't driving anywhere soon. Because in the whole frantic fun, the trolls had already popped the hood. And they'd pulled out all the hoses, and they ripped out all the wires. And they were trying to get out the washer fluid, because they thought that would be kind of fun. And they'd ripped out the seats pretty much. There was no steering wheel, because Bernie had taken that. The wheels were kind of wobbly. The back wheel was off. And his lunch was strewn. Everything they hadn't eaten was stepped on and strewn all over the place. His clothes were a disaster. He said, "Oh, no." But he looked around. He rummaged around. And there he found his holographic camera on the ground where Rocky had tried to take a bite out of it. And it was dented. But he looked at it, opened it up, and his memory was still intact. Oh! And then he went and looked around for his recorder, because the recorder had been in the flowers, remember? And he found the flowers, and he found where Bernie had tried to bite through the recorder, and it was kind of smushed, but the memory looked pretty good. Okay, I think this will do. And then he looked in the car, and there was nothing else that he could do. And Strongbone said, well, you know, we got to wait for that little fellow to come back. He took off. He chased. And GP said, well, what do you mean? Where did he go? Strongbone said, he chased those two other trolls up the mountain. And GP said, what do you mean? He was just, he was like only 3 feet high. He was a little kid. Strongbone said, yep, but he did a pretty good imitation of a Sasquatch. And he scared them up the mountain. So we'll just have to wait until he comes back. So they made themselves comfortable on one of the seats from the Jeep that was left, and it was sitting on the ground, so they turned it around to look at the river and the glacier, and then they sat down, and then Strongbones introduced himself and started telling him all about his life in Apple Knoll, and GP introduced himself and started telling himself all about his program at Washington Gumption University and his idea to become an ethnographic journalist, and they spent a good long time while the sun started to set, talking to each other and getting to become friends. And meanwhile, Squeaky Toy was still on the mountain, chasing trolls. And that episode is tomorrow's story. And I'll tell you about it, and it's going to be Chapter 5. It'll be Squeaky Toy on the Glacier. And it'll tell you all about what happened with Squeaky Toy and the trolls. And then we can finish that with the last chapter, which will be Celebration at Uncle Key's. So, Master William, I love you. I love your little sister, Lauren. I love your mama and dada. You give them big hugs. You have a good sleep. And I'll tell you the next story as it comes. Good night.